Exodus chapter number 12. Exodus chapter number 12. The Bible says in verse number 1, "And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, and saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months, and it shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month, ye shall take of them every man a lamb. They shall take of them every man a lamb, according to the house of their father, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too small for the lamb, let them and his neighbor next to, unto his take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep and from the goat, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in the night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it." Eat it, not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the appurtenance thereof. Ye shall let nothing of it remain unto the morning, and that which remaineth of it unto the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it with your loins girded, and your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste, for it is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt will I execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall it be unto you for memorial, that ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Shall keep it a feast by the ordinance forever. Verse 21 said, "Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, Draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. Shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin and strike the lintel and the side post of the with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house unto the morning, for the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts. The Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you." I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought: a festival of remembrance. A festival of remembrance. Now, if we look at this, the Bible tells us in verse number 11 that what took place here is the Lord's Passover. Amen? Not anybody else's, but it was the Lord's Passover. The Lord made it possible. The Lord was the one that gave the opportunity to pass over, praise God, that when he saw the blood, amen, that God would pass over even in the mass destruction that was taking place, the lives that were being lost in Egypt. And God Almighty had set up a plan, and he set it up for Moses, and he told him, he said, "This is what you need to do." He said, "We're going to begin a new year this month, and this is going to be the year the Lord is going to bring you out." See, God was getting ready to bring the Israelites out of Egypt through many, many years of 430 years of bitter bondage. They had cried out, and he had heard by reason of the cry of the taskmasters, he had answered their cry, and he had sent Moses down there and Aaron to bring the children of Israel up out of Egypt. And so he begins to speak to Moses, and he begins to form and lay out a plan to set this thing up, because the Egyptians had already proclaimed a judgment upon themselves. God had done told him that he was going to smite the firstborn from Pharaoh down to even the livestock at the head. But he told Moses, that they said, here's what you need to do. And he said in verse 3, he said, "You speak unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month, you shall take to them every man a lamb." So he says what you need to do. He tells Moses, he said, every man should take him a lamb. He said, a lamb for a house. So he said, we take a lamb. He said, you got to have a lamb. You have to have a lamb. A house has to have a lamb. So he takes that lamb for that house. I want to say tonight, they still got to be a lamb for a house. They've got to be that sacrifice that's offered up for sin. Amen. I want to say tonight that there's no other sacrifice than the ones already been given. They was a long time. They tried to sacrifice the blood of bulls and goats. But praise God, I'm glad they was a sacrifice that was made on Calvary. A sacrifice of Jesus Christ, our Savior, when He came and lived and loved and died on the cross of Calvary. He is a lamb, praise God. He was that lamb, praise God, that was set out from the foundation of the world. That lamb that was supposed to be for a house. That lamb for your house and for my house. It was that lamb that was made a perpetuation for sin. And He became a sin for me and you, that through Him we might be saved. A lamb for a house, your house, my house. The only lamb that would sacrifice, would suffice, was the Lamb of God, praise the Lord. Not only did He say a lamb for a house, but He said the lamb, amen, for the number of souls. He said, hey, listen, not only got this, it got to be a lamb, He's got to be the lamb. It's got to be the righteous Lamb of God. He said, it's got to be the right lamb. It can't just be any lamb, but it has to be the lamb. Praise God. I'm glad the lamb is what I got. When Jesus Christ saved me by His marvelous grace on that Wednesday night, 1976, it was the lamb. Praise God. That was that sacrifice for sin. It was the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, that I realized, praise God, that had died for me so that I didn't have to die and go to hell. But God Almighty had sacrificed His Son. The Lamb of God, praise the Lord, had came and offered Himself that living sacrifice. I'm glad I don't have a dead sacrifice. I'm glad I've got a living sacrifice. Praise God. The Lamb of God is a sacrifice for sin. The Lamb of God is a sacrifice for souls, praise God. And He said, you need to take the Lamb of God for the number of your household, for the numbers of souls. Amen. Praise God. Everybody in the house has to be saved. You can't get in on mom and daddy getting saved. You can't get in on granny and grandma getting saved. Amen. You got to be born again yourself. Praise God. That lamb, a lamb, praise God, has to be sacrificed, offered. The lamb, praise God, has to be the lamb that you, praise God, receive as yours. Praise God, for your soul tonight. It blows my mind that people can't think that they can get in. I've had people all up and down this valley that say, preacher, mama was a good woman. Mama loved the Lord. Mama attended church. Mama offered up tithes. Mama helped the church with bake sale. That's a good thing. That's a great thing. But mama can't get you into heaven. Praise God. Listen, it takes the Lord Jesus Christ. It takes the Lamb of God. It takes the Lamb of God for your soul to get you to heaven. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, we can't keep packing it off on somebody else hoping they'll get us in. Amen. God, it's time that we decided, praise the Lord, that they's a lamb, they's the lamb, praise God, a lamb for a soul, and every member, every occupant in our household, every person in our family has to be born again, needs to be saved by the marvelous grace of God. Amen. Amen. You know when we're going to see them get in? When we get in. When we quit playing around God, we quit playing church, and we quit trying to be religious. Amen. And we get in there and just say, Lord God, forgive me, an old sinner. Ask God to help us, praise God, and become the Lord of our life. I'm talking about the Lamb. Amen. My Lamb. The Lamb for the soul, praise God. That took His place in our lives. Became real to us. Amen. The Lamb for the number of the souls in the house, praise the Lord. Amen. He said, in a house there'll be too little for the Lamb. Let him and his neighbor next into his house, take it according to the number of souls. Amen. Glory be to God. That little lamb, amen, it's sufficient for the numbers of souls. Now, those that's around you, praise those close occupants, amen, in your home, in your neighborhood, right there, close. The Lamb of God, amen, is what we need today. We don't need more forms and fashions. We don't need more games and gimmicks. We need the real thing today. Praise God, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who died for our sins according to the Scriptures and rose again victorious over death and the grave. Hey, come up out of there, praise God, victorious over sin, so we don't have to live therein. Come to die for us so we can come out from it. Amen. So he said there had to be a lamb for a house. It had to be the lamb for the number of the souls. But he says it has to be your lamb. Shall be without blemish. A male of the first year. Amen. Praise God. He said it got to be a lamb. He said it got to be the lamb. And he said it's got to be your lamb. Amen. What are you talking about? I'm talking about a perfect spotless lamb. Hey, it can't be just any lamb. Hey, that praise God. Hey, there's not many ways to get in. There's one way to get in. And it's the precious Lamb of God that takes away sins. And it has to be your lamb. It has to be personal. It has to be between you and Him. Glory, hallelujah. It has to be your salvation. Amen. Tonight, it's the only thing that'll make a difference. Praise God that folks can see and that you can revel in and you can be stirred in your soul with. That's when, praise God. Hey, listen, I'm talking about a festival of remembering what God done for you. And if it's real enough tonight, praise God, a lamb, the lamb, your lamb, praise God, when it becomes personal. Amen. I'm afraid today in the hour we're living in, it's not personal no more. Amen. But I wonder if it ever was. If it ain't personal today, was it ever personal before? Man, we got to have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Your lamb. It has to be your lamb. We ought to be able to look folks between the beak and the bill and say, praise God, my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, saved me by His marvelous grace. My Savior shed His blood for me on Calvary. My Savior saved me, praise God. He brought me up out of that horrible pit. It was Jesus, praise God, my Savior that reached to where I was. It was my lamb, praise the Lord. Amen. My lamb, praise God, that gave Himself for me so that I could be free, praise God. Amen. He said, you said you'll keep it out. He said, you'll take that thing. He said, you'll separate it. Take it out from the sheep or from the goats. Amen. The sheep, he said, take it out from between the sheep. You know, sheep are some of the dumbest things there is. Amen. They are. They just ain't got no sense. Yeah, they'll go. If one takes off, runs off a cliff, the whole herd will run off with them. It's just what they do. Amen. And the Lord uses sheep as His people. Amen. Uses us. We are His sheep. We're the sheep of His fold. Amen. And He does that because He says, you know what? You ain't got enough sense to do it by yourself. He said, you got to let me help you. And He said, I'm a shepherd that's here to help you. Amen. God, not only does He die for our sins, praise God, not only is He the lamb, praise God, not only is He your lamb, praise God, He's also that chief shepherd. He's that master shepherd. He's the one that comes along and guides you. He's the one that shows you the way, praise God. He's the one that brings you out of all the afflictions, brings you up above everything else that the old devil in the world and your flesh can throw at you, and He helps you to become that He'd have you to be. Amen. Hey, listen, I'm not what I'm going to be, but I'm not what I used to be. Amen. He's still working on us. Praise God. He's still working on us for His glory. He's still a helping us if we'll let Him. Praise His name. But He said, you bring that out, that sheep, take them out from among the sheep or from the goats. Now, goats, we know what they are. Goats run around butting all the time. Amen. Yeah, sometimes in your family stuff, you get butts. You say, you ought to go to church with me. Or you ought to get in church somewhere. I say, yeah, but. Man, you ever get that? You go visit and you knock on doors, you ask somebody, invite them to church, and yeah, I would go up there, but. Amen. I said, well, you ain't going to go then. You're just going to stand around and butt. I got a goofy goat at the house, and he stands around butt. Amen. He tries to get your attention, he'll stand there and butt the gate. The other day, he was a butt in a walnut tree. Amen. That's what they do. Goats butt. Amen. Praise God. The sheep's supposed to follow, but praise God. Hey, listen, sometimes we don't even have enough sense to realize what God would have us to be. Amen. But He said, you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. A sacrifice that was made. Remember that evening when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary? over on a hill called Golgotha. He gave His life, praise God. He laid down His life for you. He shed His blood for you on the cross of Calvary. Amen. And He said, they shall take the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the house wherein they shall eat it. They shall eat it in the eat the flesh in that night, roasted with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. So he said, not only is it a goat, a lamb, the lamb, and your lamb, but praise God, he said it has to be set aside lamb. It can't be just any old lamb. But he said that lamb has to be killed, and that lamb has to be sacrificed, which it was. And he said it has to be roasted with fire. It has to be put to the test, praise God. The fire is what purifies. The fire is what cleans. Amen. It was the sufferings of Christ that we put upon Him, and that God put upon Him, that He had to endure that fire, praise God, and the wrath of God that was poured out on Him, praise God, when He hung there between heaven and earth for God's glory and our salvation. Amen. Amen. He took our sins upon Him. He became sin for us. He that knew no sin became sin. Amen. Praise God. That God would pour out His wrath upon His sin. Jesus over and go. Gethsemane wept till his sweat become as great drops of blood. He was so anguished because of the thought of what he was going to have to endure. Sins, not just one, not just two, not just three, not just many, but every sin that would ever be committed in the world was going to be piled upon him. He had to bear that upon his shoulders. I hung upon that cross. It was such a bitter thing. Praise God, to have to endure that. But he did it for you and me. No other man, listen to me, no other man could have endured what he went through. He had already been beaten until the Bible said his visage, his countenance, his what he looked like was marred more than any man. He'd already been beaten beyond recognition. And then he marched him up that hill called Golgotha. He laid down on an old cross. They hung him between heaven and earth with three old rusty spike nails to hold him there. But it wasn't that held him there. It was the love of God manifest through the Son. Praise God, the Lamb of God that held him on the cross. And he stayed there. And he endured the sin just being heaped and piled upon him. He'd say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He said, it's just almost too much. He was 100% man, just like me and you. But he was 100% God. And he endured it. He's the only one that could. But he stood it. Praise God, because he loved you that much. And he said, I'll take it. He said, just pour it on. I ain't going to like it, but I'll take it for them before the foundation of the world. He said, they're going to mess up. We're going to build them like this image of God. And he said, put them in the garden. He said, they're going to mess up. Jesus said, I'll go, Father. Amen. Amen. In the very beginning, foundation of the world, Jesus said, Father, I'll go. Amen. You go ahead and make them. We'll love on them. Hopefully they'll love on us. And when they mess up, he said, I'll go. And I'll be that price of sin. I'll go and I'll take their place, praise God. I'll die for the sin. So he said, eat it roasted with fire. The bitterness, praise God, of that anguish that he'd suffer. And unleavened bread. Amen. That type of sin. That sin gets in. Leaven is a leaven. You put it in flour. And it don't take just a little bit. In a little while, the whole thing of flour will be leavened. Amen. They said, but eat it with unleavened bread. Amen. To get the sin out. Praise God. It begins just a small little bit until it becomes puffed up. Amen. And then it consumes the whole barrel. Praise God. That's what happens. He says, that's what leaven does. We see it mentioned in the Word of God, leaven, a type of sin, many, many places. He's talking about that purge, being purged, amen, that need to be purged from error, from our malice and our hypocrisy and our holiness, amen, and our pridefulness. Amen. But if we let it build up, it's like leaven. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And finally you get people that you can't hardly get their head through the door because they think they're all that. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad the only one's all that's God Almighty and Jesus Christ. But he said, you need to be shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread. Take the sin out. He said, and with bitter herbs. That was a reminder of the hardness that they had faced in Egypt. The hardness of the bitter bondage it had under the Egyptians. Amen. When we focus on the world, praise God, and the hardness that it brings upon us, it's a type of the bitterness, God, that God represents in the Word of God here when He's talking to these people. He's getting ready to bring them out. Praise God. And He says, listen, eat it with these bitter herbs to remember where God's bringing you out of. You know, it wasn't long. They got down the road just a little ways, and they were saying, hey, let's go back. Remember the leeks. Remember the things there. Remember the good eating that we had over in Egypt. He said, well, wait a minute. Don't you remember the bitterness that was there? Don't you remember that, praise God, the hardness that was there? Don't you remember what you had to endure while you're there? But the devil's got a way of just pointing you at the things that he thinks you might look good to your flesh. And he won't, praise God, but he'll never reveal to you how the devil was mistreating your soul. Amen. The devil mistreats our souls all the time. But he said, eat these bitter herbs. He said, eat it raw. Amen. Or eat not it raw, he said, nor sodden with water, but roasted with fire. And the head and the legs and the pertinence thereof, he said, cook it all. Amen. Praise God. A type of that suffering, praise God, that was what was represented by the Lord Jesus Christ. But he says, when you're eating that, when you're going through this, when this festival of remembrance, He said, just remember what you're doing. He said, eat it. He said, praise God. He said, eat it that nothing be left remaining until the morning. He said, if that which remaineth of it until the morning, you shall burn with fire. Amen. He said, you got to burn it up. You got to get rid of it. But he said, listen, what he said. He said, when you do this, he said, you need to be ready. Verse number 11, he said, thus shall you eat it with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Amen. He said, what you need to do, praise God. He said, when you do this, Lord, hallelujah, God's made you a promise. You need to eat it. You need to gird about. You need to be ready. You need to have your shoes on and the staff on your feet, your staff in your hand, praise God, and you need to be ready to go. I want to say there's never been a time, youngins, that we need to be ready to go, like right now. We need to be ready to go, praise God, because we don't know how long we got here. We don't know what we're going to have to go through before we get home. But praise God, it's coming a day when the Lord's going to pluck us out of here. It's coming a day when the Lord's going to take us home to be with Him. And so shall we ever be with the Lord, praise God. And He said, while we're waiting, we need to be getting ready. But we're not only getting ready, but we need to be ready. Be ready to go, praise God. Purged of our sins, seeking the Lord, desiring His soon coming. Amen. He said, because this is the Passover. Look at verse number 12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, while I execute judgment. I am the Lord. God says, I'm going to move through this place tonight. He said, just do what I tell you and get ready. He said, be looking for it, be expecting it. He said, because I'm coming tonight. I wonder when the Lord's coming. We don't know. We don't know if it's tonight, tomorrow night, next week, or next year. But praise God, just like He came here in Egypt at the Passover, He's coming again one day. He's coming again one day. Pray, He's coming to get us, coming to take us home to be with Him. Praise the Lord, what a day that'll be. But He said He's going to execute judgment. He's coming to judge this world too. Amen. He said, a blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Hey, he said, praise God, listen. He said, if you've got a lamb, if you've got the lamb, if you've got your lamb, he said, if you've got your soul purged with fire, you've got a repentant heart and seeking the Lord, praise God, if you've got your shoes all girded about and you're ready to go, praise the Lord, and the blood's been applied, if the blood's applied, glory to God, you're ready to go out of here. Praise God, the Bible said, when the pestilence come and the hardness come, God said, I'll pass over you. Glory, hallelujah. Ain't you glad for the blood? for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, it makes a difference. Amen. They was the blood of the Lamb that was applied to the houses in Egypt, but they was a Lamb to come just a little ways down the road, and His name was Jesus Christ the Savior. And when the blood of Jesus is applied to your life, praise God, that death angel, he'll pass over you. God will pass over you. He'll look upon you. He'll see you, glory to God, and He'll know who you are, because the blood of the Lord Jesus has been applied to your soul. And when the blood's been applied, glory, hallelujah, it makes you fireproof. Ain't you glad for that tonight? You don't have to worry about dying and going to hell if the blood's been applied. Amen. You say, preacher, how do you do that? The blood's been applied when you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. He makes that difference. And we're talking about a festival of remembrance, praise God, when we remember what Jesus done for us on Calvary. Verse 14, He said, "This day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever." Amen. Then Moses gathers them up. He says, "Okay, Lord." In verse 21, Bible said, "Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel, said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families, and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and take and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto you, into your house to smite you. And ye shall observe the thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass when ye be come to the land which the Lord will give you, according as he hath promised, that ye shall keep this service. And shall come to pass when your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this service? That ye shall say, it is a sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses, and the people bowed the head and worshiped." Praise the Lord. Amen. "And the children of Israel went away and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they." A festival of remembrance. To remember. God says, do this. He told them, do this so that there'd be a remembrance. So that have an inheritance of remembrance, that they could remember what God done for them in Egypt. How God promised to bring them out. How God passed over the blood. He says, stay inside. Stay inside the blood. Amen. He said, they safety in the blood. Amen. Praise God. Stay inside the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Stay where God put you, praise God, when He saved you. Stay in a place, praise God. Just keep pleading the blood. Just keep pleading the blood, praise God. And He said, when the children come along and they say, Papa, Grandma, Mama, Dad, why are we doing? Why do we do that? So, young'un said, praise God, the Lord's Passover. When we remember when God passed over us because the blood had been, and then God allowed you to tell them. Let me just tell you about the blood. It was the blood of Lord Jesus Christ that made the difference. It was the blood, praise God, that allowed God to have His Passover, to pass over us in the land of Egypt. And He brought us out, and we've continued to remember what God done for us, the promises that He had made us. And He said, so we continually remember. You say, well, preacher, that's just old tradition. No, that's what God said to do. That's why we have the Lord's Supper. That's why we have a festival of remembrance, to remember what God done for us so many years ago. And He's doing it again and again and again, praise God, as souls are born again and the blood's been applied. See, it's the blood of Lord Jesus Christ that saves you from your sins. It's not about how good you are and how big a profession you made. but it's about receiving the Lord Jesus Christ and the blood that was shed on Calvary for the souls of men. It's about Him. It's about what He did. And he said, when you do it as a remembrance. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 11, the Bible says this. In verse number 23. But let me just go back a little bit before that. Verse number 18, 1 Corinthians 18, chapter 11, verse 18. He said, first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there are division among you. I partly believe it. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, every one taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunkard, is drunken. What, have you not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. For I have received the Lord that which also I delivered unto you. Now watch this. That the Lord Jesus, the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He brake it and said, eat, this is My body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me. After the same manner also He took the cup, and when He had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in My blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of Me. So as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till He come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. The Lord says, this is a festival of remembrance, where we remember what Jesus done for us on Calvary. That it was His body that was broken for us. That it was His blood that was shed for us. That's why the Bible says, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto Me. But He said, because I've already paid the price. I gave My body and I shed My blood. Everything I could do for humanity, He said, I did. And He said, when you remember that, do it as a remembrance to Me. We do as a remembrance tonight, remember the Lord Jesus Christ, the body that He gave us. That was broken for you and I. Amen. It was beaten, battered. But you know, amazing, with all the beating, battered, the Bible says there was not a bone broken in the Lord Jesus Christ. When they come to see if they were dead already, said they break the legs of the one thief on the right, and they break the legs of the thief on the left, but they stuck a spear in Jesus' side, and forthwith come blood and water. But they never broke a bone in His body. Amen. Praise God. But his flesh was beaten, His body was given, His blood was shed on Calvary. But He tells us in Exodus, He said, hey, listen, when you do this, He told Moses, He said, when you do it as a remembrance. And said, when the little young'uns come and say, well, Papa, why are we doing that? He said, we're doing it because Lord Jesus Christ loved us, honey, and He gave Himself for us. He was a lamb. He was the lamb. Praise God. He was your lamb, honey. He was your. He died for you so that you could be saved. And we do it as a remembrance, a festival of remembrance, when we remember Jesus and what He done on Calvary. The Lord's Passover, amen, that He made possible. So even old Gentile, like us could get in. Bless His holy name. We thank Him for that night, don't you? Thank Him that He made it possible that through Him we might be saved. Not of any works that we've done, nothing good that we could have done, but what He done for us on Calvary. Praise His holy name. Amen.